Howdy, neighbors. Well, here we are again, all gathered amidst the peaceful surroundings and the blessed sanctity of the little country church of Hollywood. You know that you're all welcome to drop in around meeting time and howdy round with all the rest of the neighbors. We're always glad to have you. You know, I love to listen to the table talk of Brother and Sister Hopkins. They've been sitting there at the table for the longest. I reckon they ain't going to leave the table till they hear the church bell ringing. You all might as well listen to them talk, too. Parson and Sister Hopkins in their kitchen are eating and a-talking.
Well, can't be nothing better, though, than your bile custard, honey.
Oh, that ain't nothing much. I just sort of stirred it up and boiled it and set it in cool water to cool off.
Anyways, I maintain there ain't nothing better. Pass the pie, please.
Oh, no. You better wait now and eat that pie when you get back from church.
Oh, sir, coconut pie like that never hurt nobody.
No, Josiah, you've had enough. I'll put the rest of it now out in the safe on the back garret. You can finish it when we come home.
Jeff Bat loves soup about like I love pie.
Yes, he's crazy about good soup.
Yeah, honey, he got awful hurt. It's that fella there that runs the Little Jim restaurant, you know, in Pumpkin Center.
How's that? Oh, Josiah, take that slice of cake now out of your pocket.
Oh, sir.
So that's why you were so busy talking about Jeff Betts and his soup,
right? All right, I'll put the cake back, but remember now, just remember, I'm leaving the table hungry, I'm telling you.
Well, that's good for you. It's a sign of health, too. You know, people in general would be healthier if they'd always leave the table hungry.
Well, I don't believe in no such doctrine as that, sir. Anyways, it won't do for me.
Well,
I can't think when I'm hungry, and you know it.
You've been eating out here for the longest. Now, get up now, and let's put these dishes in the dishpan.
All right, you surely ain't going to wash these dishes before you go to church.
Yes, I want you to help me with them.
All right, we'll put them in the pan here now. You give me the cup there now. Okay. And we can wash them when we come home.
Well, what was that you was a-fixing to tell me about Jeff Bats and his soup?
Oh, yeah, about Jeff, yeah. You see, he ordered a plate of soup there in the restaurant, you know, the Little Jim?
Yes.
And when the lady brought it to him, Jeff says, "Take this back, lady. It ain't fit for a pig."
Oh.
Yeah, and the restaurant man heard Jeff say, you know, the soup won't fit for a pig. So he told the lady, said, "Take it back. Bring in some that was."
Oh, wasn't that awful?
Oh,
people
terrible.
Ought to think about how the things are going to sound.
Yeah, they sure ought. By the way, there's the bill, honey. We better be getting on.
All right, come on now, but don't you forget, you're going to help me with the dishes when we come back.
Yeah, I guess I better shut this door, too, as we're leaving. That dog dearly loves to come in the house and lay down the minute that we leave.
I wish you'd look at Dan. He's sound asleep.
Yeah, we've been keeping him up too late. That's what's the matter, going around to quiltings and singings and things this week. I bound you he ain't got to his stall to go to sleep before 9 o'clock every night this week. Wake up, that sleepyhead. Look at you. Wake up, Pat.
Yeah, you can go to sleep by sundown tonight, Dan.
Yeah, you better watch that step there, honey.
How do you reckon a horse can sleep standing up, Josiah?
Well, you know, I've thought about that a lot. Get up there. Get off there now. Get your head up there. Honey, you see, they got 4 feet. So they sort of balances themselves, like a bedstead, you know. That's why they don't turn over in the sleep. Wish sometimes I had 4 feet, and I could sleep anywhere I was at. Big meal like that we just ate, though, it always makes me sort of drowsy.
Well, I told you you was eating too much.
Honey, why can't we always have meals like that we just had today?
Well, it's because I'm trying to live within our budget, Josiah.
Now, you know I'm against budgets, honey. That's one of my doctrines.
They're mighty good for a household. Mighty good.
No, that's where you're wrong. There ain't no difference with a budget or without a budget.
Now, the very idea. You know there's a difference.
No, there ain't. Now, you see, honey, with a budget, you simply worry about what you're going to spend before you spend it instead of worrying about it after you spend it.
Hey, you better be worrying about how you're going to talk to them.
Now, you slow down there for that bump, Dan. Slow down there. I've done all that. Got my talk ready whilst we was eating.
While you waiting?
Yeah, you just wait and see. Well, howdy, folks.
Howdy.
Well, I hope you're all feeling good.
Yeah, we're feeling fine.
I want you to know I put my feet under a table today, like I never got up, though. Yes, sir, it caught me, though. I was going to take off some cake, but She is the all-seer. Well, I reckon we might as well proceed with the meeting. Sit down here, Summers. I don't know where I got the paper. Law, you know I left that on the dining room table, Sarah. I know the piece, though. It's Make Room, My Heart, Make Room. Yeah. That's the piece, though. I know that's the one.
Home on the night and dark and chill, till one in pity's stars bloom, and came with light of well to feel, as the lone heart for Jesus room.
Make room,
my heart, make room. Stand outside. He comes to scatter all thy gloom. He must not be denied.
That's awful pretty. You know, I love the way you all sing that. When Joe comes out there, heists off there by solo by himself and throws his head to one side and shuts his eyes. I'm telling you, it's touching. The boys all are bearing him up. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you another one now. Let's see how you all going to handle that. See, I just left to see. Throw out the lifeline. That's one of the grand old songs. See what you can do with that one.
Throw out the lifeline across the dark way. There is a brother whom someone should save. Somebody's brother, oh, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline his peril to share? Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline, someone is drifting away. Someone is sinking today.
Well, thank you. That is sort of tolerable. The fact is right good, such as it was. As Sarah was a kind of mirating over me getting a sermon when we was eating there today. It's just as we drove up. She asked me when I got my talk, and I told her that I got it there at the table. And she don't know how I got it, and I'm going to tell you all where the sermon come from. You see, I saw the cake there and the coconut pie, I want you to know that when Sarah Hopkins squares off and sets you down to a coconut pie, she's setting you down to something, one of her own make. Well, she said I could get the pie when I got home, and then she wouldn't let me have none of the cake at all till after I get back from the meeting. Well, I got a piece and put it in my pocket, you see, and she tucked away from me. And I said, there was a sermon right there, you see. And you know what come up in my mind, what the psalmist says there? My soul thirsteth for the living God. Now, you see, I was thirsting for that cake. And now there it is. There is something in the human heart that nothing you can get your hand on will satisfy. I've noticed that, and I've traveled around over the three counties, and it's been the same in all the three counties, and I reckon it is over the whole world. You remember them Esquimaux that come in here? From way up where the snow and the ice is at? Well, all they ever talked about was getting home in that lovely country. And I asked the fella that could talk the Esquimaux language, I said, ask him how it looks like. And he said, it just frays up all the time. I said, well, forevermore. You see, now they are hungering for their natural habitat. That is the natural habitat, you see, where they've been used to being at. Well, now you take them wolves that's in yonder there. They got them there at the... what do you call that place there? At the zoo. Well, they howl when the moon comes out. You see, they're used to that. Just prone in them. Well, it's just that very way. It's the world around. Well, now, in the human heart, you see, there's something that we are used to that you never get away from. And I'll tell you where I got another lesson on that. Now, there was a big old seashell, you know, one of these great big ones? I put it up to my ear, and I heard the thing, and they told me that was singing about the sea. And you know what that seashell was doing?
telling me about where it come from and where it wanted to go back to. The seashell sung of the sea. And neighbor, I don't care where you go and how much disturbance you try to make to drown it down, there's a cry in your heart for God. You see, he made you. You still got his fingerprints on you, and you never get away from the thirst of the soul for God. Just thought I'd tell you all that. That is my sermon. As we say goodbye, you know what I want to wish for you? For each and every one of all of you? That all the deep hungering and thirsting of your soul will be satisfied. Well, goodbye, one and all.
Goodbye, everybody.